prayer. What is prayer? Prayer is a two-way conversation with God. This involves directing our prayer to God, speaking out loud, listening, and responding to Him. There are corporate prayers, where we pray together for a certain outcome, and where we are assembled together, but we commune individually with Him. There are prayers we pray on our own, not to be seen by men, but pray in secret. Why praise God told us to? Prayer releases our authority He has given us through our mouth. It enables God to work through us, to meet His will on earth for us and others, e.g. prayer for salvation, empowerment of Holy Spirit, protecting us against temptation, giving us supernatural wisdom, healing, physical needs, and much more. Who do we pray to God our Father who is in heaven? Jesus Christ's sacrifice made it possible to have direct access to God as our Father, and it is Holy Spirit who actually helps us. Can we pray with Jesus and Holy Spirit? Yes, Paul prayed to the Lord Jesus when he was being persecuted, and so did Stephen. The early church communed with Holy Spirit regarding interpretation of Scripture, for He is our teacher. How to pray? The key to prayer is to know God's love has been provided in and through Jesus Christ and to respond accordingly. Know that He hears and responds. The pattern of prayer is to honor God as our Heavenly Father, seek His will to be done, talk about expanding His kingdom, forgive others, repent and depend upon Him. Few types of prayer, prayers to commune with a heart of worship, obedience to Him. Supplications to request, urge God's blessing for self or others. Confessions to confess our need for Him and His promises, including repenting for our sin. Intercessories to commune with God on behalf of someone else. Thanksgiving and praise to express gratitude to Him. These types of prayer are mostly spoken out loud, either in our natural language or in our spiritual languages called tongues. We pray in our understanding and sometimes not. Tongues, everyone who believes and is baptized in Holy Spirit can speak in tongues. Being baptized in Holy Spirit can be at the same time as conversion or after. Generally, the person speaking in tongues doesn't know what they are saying. They are speaking mysteries, the wonderful works of God, and or giving of thanks to God. In the process, they are edifying themselves. How to hear Him? It is rare, but He does speak audibly. Most times His voice speaks to our conscience, our spirit. It is Holy Spirit who bears witness with our spirit. His voice gives us an answer of inner peace. An inner peace that isn't based on logic, tradition, or emotion, but on an inner knowing it is right or no peace telling us it is wrong. His peace validates the word He speaks. Many times the Lord will answer the root of the question, the motivation for the request, not necessarily what is being asked. So check the motive. Some ways He speaks, He reminds us of a specific Bible passage and it brings clarity to that exact area of need. A dream or vision burnt into our heart and we have difficulty shaking it. Someone is sent to answer or ask a question that inspires the answer. It confirms what we already know within. An impossible idea accompanied by His faith and favor to do it. A thought reveals the answer as you step out and answer. A similar scenario is played out, exposing the answer. As we write to Him, He responds through the flow of the words. If unable to clearly hear Him, then suppress the flesh with a fast. Barriers to prayer: not surrendering to Him as the source. Being worldly and not God's kingdom focused. Having an unrepentant heart. Not praying from a transparent believing heart. Having unforgiveness towards others. Not loving those in the Lord. Abstaining from good, not seeking justice, not rebuking those who oppress those who are suffering, not defending the fatherless, not pleading on behalf of the widow. Shutting our eyes and ears to helping the poor. Ignoring the needs of our family, husband dishonoring their wife not submitting to her husband as to the Lord.